state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Texas Homeschool Convention podcast show. I am so thrilled to be back here, and I have shared with you about the bubbles, about Kirk Cameron being here, so many exciting things, and I just found out that there are live chicks here in the exhibit hall. But I am so excited to be joined by Whitney from Brighter Day Press. Whitney, tell us a little bit about yourself, your organization, and how you got into this.
Yeah, so thanks for having me. My name is Whitney Newby, and I am a wife and a mother of four. I have an 11-year-old, 9-year-old, 6- and 5-year-old, and we actually live just 20 minutes from here in North Fort Worth, and I am the founder of Brighter Day Press, and we create gospel-centered, literature-rich family resources, curriculum for families, and I also love recommending wholesome books that you can check out from your library. And I am really passionate about encouraging moms through social media. So that's a little bit about us.
That's awesome. Okay, so what made you decide to start Brighter Day Press? What do you guys offer to homeschool families?
Yeah, so we have been homeschooling the whole time, so for about 6 or 7 years now. And I started writing down our morning time plans that were really bearing a lot of fruit in our family. So what we were doing for our morning Bible reading and hymns and scripture memory and just a little bit every day, and how that added up so much to bear great fruit, spiritual fruit in my family. And so I started writing those down back in during the pandemic, so in 2020, and offering them to families, and Brighter Day Press was born. It was never really our goal or intention, but God has just been faithful to grow it since then. So we have holiday unit studies that are all Christ-centered from a biblical worldview, and we have thousands of families now around the world that do these studies with us.
That's so awesome. I love that you have the different unit studies, the holiday studies. What is one of your favorite studies that you've put together?
So probably my absolute favorite is actually a holiday that's coming up, and it's the Memorial Day guide for families. And oh my goodness, Memorial Day was one of those holidays that I kind of overlooked, because if you don't have someone that you've lost in service to our country, it doesn't mean a whole lot. But as I started hearing some of the stories, actually of families, of some of family members, of some of the followers that we have on Instagram, they started sending in their family stories, and we created this guide to show real life heroes. And oh my goodness, I will never look at Memorial Day the same way. It's so meaningful.
That's an incredible, what an awesome opportunity to honor those who have gone before us and served our country, and also share that with our families. So how did, you have four kids, how did you guys decide that you were going to homeschool and go through this journey?
Yeah, so our oldest, who's now 11, when he was going into kindergarten, he was already reading, he was a voracious reader, and I thought, you know, I wonder if I could have one more year at home with him. I never planned to homeschool him, but I kept him home for that year, and I thought, we will for sure homeschool in first grade. I will send him to school after this. But we just fell in love with the lifestyle, the time that we got with our kids, the books that we get to read together. We just enjoy it so much that I can't picture anything else for us. So we have been now homeschooling we're finishing our 6th year, which is just hard to believe.
Wow, that is so awesome. And you got to share a workshop here at convention. Tell us a little bit about what you got to speak about here at the Texas Homeschool Convention.
Yeah, so I actually had two workshops. One was yesterday, and it was the Sacred Call of Motherhood, and just really encouraging moms in their calling, because I think we can get really focused on the nuts and bolts of homeschooling and really zoom in on math lessons and, you know, things that we need to be teaching. But we need to zoom out sometimes and see what what is our sacred call as mothers? What are we doing for our kids that's nurturing and discipling their hearts? And then today I spoke on another favorite topic, which is navigating the library with wisdom, which in 2024 can be really tricky for families. And so loved diving into that with lots of families.
That's so great. So, okay, give us one tip. How do you navigate the library with young kids?
Okay, so one of my main tips is to reserve books ahead of time, to do a little bit of research ahead of time so that you know whether or not you find anything quality on the shelves, you're going to have something to bring home with you when you go to the library. And actually, if you go to brighterdaypress.com, we have a book lists tab at the top of the website, and we have dozens of picture book and chapter book lists that we have already vetted. They are wholesome, engaging books for your family. So those are all free, and just take a look.
Awesome. So be sure to check out that list at Brighter Days Press. Okay, last question. What is one piece of advice you want to give to moms who are starting out on their homeschool journey and navigating this journey of homeschooling?
So when I started out homeschooling, I envisioned it more like school at home, which I think a lot of us do, where we had a desk and a chalkboard, and I planned for my husband or my son to sit there, and my husband and I would teach him at the chalkboard. And that didn't last very long at all. And now I just see homeschooling as an extension of intentional parenting. And so it's really discipleship. It is just walking alongside our kids. And yes, we have to do the major subjects, but just being there with them, enjoying their presence, enjoying good books together. It can be so enjoyable for parents and kids and not feel like a chore. So
that's awesome. And I love how you said that homeschooling is an extension of intentional parenting. And what an awesome way to think about homeschooling. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us. And she's going to be with us in Houston at the Texas Homeschool Convention. So make sure you catch some of her sessions there. And thanks again for tuning in.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.